Okay, Raman Teshamid Beis. Okay, and the truth is I really don't understand 100% the next few lines we're going to learn. Somebody can help out. Be good. I looked to see if the Sfarim that give a pictured account of the Avodah of Yom Kippur have a picture of this, and they don't. So obviously they don't understand it either. Okay. Ketzer Hu Oseh. When he gets into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's holding a spoon in his right hand, and a spoon in his left hand, and the machta with the coals in his right hand. He puts the machta of the coals down on the floor. And then he, what's it called, has to pour the ktoris from the spoon outside. He took two handfuls of what's it called, of ktoris, put them in the spoon. Now he has to somehow get them back in his hands. So he does the following. He holds the spoon with the tips of his fingers. The Yesh Omrim Bishinov. And some say holds it with his teeth. In other words, he holds the long arm, the what's it called? The handle of the spoon in his teeth. Umala Begodlo, and he picks it up with his thumbs. Adshimagas Lebein Atzila Yodav, until it's at the same height and as his shoulders. The choser is his armpits. The choser umachziro tochofnov, and then he pours it into his hands, into both hands. He pours it from the spoon. He tips the spoon, either I guess with the hands and his thumbs, and pours the spoon into his hands. Rashi Ketzer Oseh Chathina Shnia Shebifnim Min HaBezek L'Tochotnav. How does the second Chathina that goes from the spoon into his hands, how does that work? Okay, this Rosh HaBezek Barashi Etzvosav. Now he holds the top of the spoon on the tips of his fingers. Lachar Shiniach HaSamachtabars. After he put down the pan with the coals in it on the ground. The yada shall bezer klapi benzer also, and the handle of the spoon is towards his arms, facing towards him. Umale bishnei godlov, he picks it up with both of his thumbs. Umoshech es yada begodlov l'tzad gufo ma'at ma'at at shemagia rosh yada levein atzila yada, till he gets the handle, I guess, in between his armpits. So he can hold it with his armpit, and then maneuver it with his thumbs and turn it over into his hands. I think that's what it means.
Not his elbow.
What?
Not his elbow.
His elbows. He has a shadow with atzila yada. Atzila yada, Tosu says, means your armpits, but maybe his elbows. So how does he do it? He holds the thing here. Yeah. Okay. Right. Either way, atzila yada could mean. And under here or here, right? Right between his elbows, okay? It's machlokus, what that sila yodav is. So, okay, so you have, what's it called? So now he has the spoon up here somewhere. So he has to maneuver it so it's up higher than his hands. And then he takes his thumbs, turns it over into his hands. Okay? Verosha bezna yil the pas yodav, vechoser masiro derech tzido the tochofnav, it's so rabichon, and then he turns it sideways, it falls into his hands, and then he, from his hands, he puts it onto the coals. Okay.
I understand one hand shouldn't be
a top. Hold
it
in
his left hand,
not certainly. No, but he has to put it in both hands.
Yeah. Okay. At the same time?
Yeah, exactly.
He has his hands
cut
together.
Right. Okay. Vitsovra. And he puts it in a pile, the ktoris, on one spot of the coals, in a pile, kadeshi ashanu shoel lavo, in order that it should take a while for the ashan to come. Okay? The yesh omrim mefazra kadeshi ashanu meheris lavo. And some say he spreads it out over the coals that the smoke should come quickly. The halacha is that the ktoris of every day you put over, what's it called, you spread over the coals. The only reason why over here should be different is because it says over here that there should be a thick smoke to cover the chisa and the haktores, so you wait till it gets a thick smoke, that's why there's a svara to say over here that you put it in a pile so the smoke gets very, very thick instead of spreading it out, and then you have a quick smoke, but it's not as thick a smoke. The zui avod the kosher shebe mikdash, and this was the hardest avod in the mikdash. Zuhi v'sulo, there were no other hard work avodas in the mikdash. Boika malika was a difficult malacha avoda. You had to shech the animal with your fingernail. Boika kmitza, like we said, was a difficult thing to take the kmitza and get exactly a handful and wipe it off with your thumb and your pinky. Elazui avoda kosher, ne avodas kosher mikdash. Like we said before, it's one of the avodas kosher of the mikdash. Shemara says, Shema minach, chofein v'chozer v'chofein. You hear from here that you have to, again, put the ktoris in your hands and not put it directly from the spoon onto the coals. And even though we said before, in the name of Chazonish, that everybody holds, that you have to put it back in your hands, since the Gemara says you have to do it in such an acrobatic way, mashmi, you have to mamish make a chanu chathina. At the same time, with both hands or whatever, and not just pour a little bit in one hand and then pour in the other one, so you get it from the hands onto the coals, but you have to make a new chathina, otherwise you wouldn't have to do all these acrobatics. So you see from here that taki, you have to make a new chathina in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shvamina, and the Chanami, Taraya. Rashi? No Rashi. Iboyelahu. Shachat umeis, mahu. You shechted the par, and the Kohen Gadol died. Right, we had the Shaila before, mentioned Agav, now the Gemara is going to bring it as a Shaila. Mahu shiyakonis acher bedamo, the new Kohen Gadol, the one who takes over, can he just continue from there and bring the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the par, or does he have to bring a new par? Right? Mi amrinan, bepar afilu bedamo shapar, when it says, bezos yovo aron HaKodesh, bepar ben bakar. Right? So does that mean even the dam of the par? Even if he didn't shech the par, somebody else did. Another Kohen Gadol did. But as long as the blood is there, par means even the dam of the par? Or no? Oh, Dilma the par, for Lobidamus the par, has to be Mamish the par. He has to be the one to shech the par. And even though the par has to be the Kohen Gadol's, the par is hit paro shel aro. So the Kohen Gadol who owned this par is dead. So somebody else's par. So the Sfarim say that Lamaisa, what's it called, the Torah, like, since it said somebody takes over, was Makna it, that it could be his. Or the Ikar is it should be the Kohen Gadol who shechts it par. If you hold it, even Damo shall par, the other guy can continue on, the next Kohen Gadol can continue on with the Dam, then it doesn't have to be his par. It had to be the par of the one who shechted it. Rabbi Chanina Omer bepar velo bedamo shel par. Rabbi Chanina holds that the zos yovo aron lakodesh bepar ben bakar, that the one who brings the dam in has to also shecht it. The Reish Lakish Omer bepar afilu bedamo shel par. Reish Lakish holds no, bepar, even the dam is good enough. You don't have to actually shecht it, even another Kohen Gadol shecht it. By zos yovo aron lakodesh bepar means the blood of the par. Rabbi Ami Omer bepar velo bedomer shel par, like Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer bepar vafilu bedomer shel par, like Reish Lakish.
Didn't we say that the shechita was kosher
of the Hashbara? No, not on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had a shecht. Eishle, Rabbi Ami l'Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Nimnin umoshli midea mimenu ad sheyishchot. Now we have a kasha. If we're darshening par, the lo bedomer shel par, it has to be mamish the par itself, so now we have a kasha. Eishle, Rabbi Ami l'Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Nimnim umoshli midea mimenu ad sheyishchot. The Korban Pesach, the halacha is that you can be counted on the Korban Pesach, or you can remove yourself from that Korban Pesach till it's shechted. Then Isa ad sheyizrek miboyalei, if the dam of the Pesach is considered like the Pesach, just like the dam of the par is considered like the par, why shouldn't you be able to be counted on the Korban Pesach even after it's shechted till you resort to dam? Because the dam is still considered the Pesach. Where it says, Shani Hosam Dechsib Miyos Mise, Michiyusa de Se. Over there it doesn't say Mise, it says Miyos Mise. You can be counted on the carbon, Miyos Mise, when it's still alive. But if it's not alive anymore, not. But if it wouldn't say Miyos Mise, it would just say Se, even if it's not alive, the blood is still here, that's called Se. Rashi, Nimnin ala Pesach, Misharotza Limanas. Anybody wants to be counted on that carbon Pesach can be counted on the Pesach, Umoshech Yadin, or he can remove himself from that carbon Pesach and go to another carbon Pesach, right? And Moshech Yadin, and Misharotza Limshach Achi Yishcha, till it shechted, but after that, not. Vim Isa de Lacher Shchita Nomikarin Bealaseh, if it's still called a Seh after it shechted, Achi Yisrok Miboileh, until the Zrikas Adam, right, which finishes off the Maisa Korban, you should be able to be counted on the Korban. Moshe says, no. Yimata Bayis, Bo, Meduyim, Lehimoid, Velimshoch, Hesudayim, if you want to change Korbanos, right, either to be put on that Korban or to be taken off, Mihiyos Misebo, Shava Yosu Kayevis Yismaratu, has to be while the Seh's still alive. That's what it says, Mihiyos. The Lo Mishi Yishcha, not after it's shechted. So a special pasuk over there. Mosiv Marzutra, Ein Podim Lo Be'ego V'Lo Be'Chaya V'Lo Be'Shchuta V'Lo Be'Treifa V'Lo Be'Kilayim V'Lo Be'Koy Ela B'Seh B'Seh. The halacha is that if you have a Petr Chamor, right, a firstborn Chamor, so you have to redeem it with a Seh. The Petr Chamor Tifde B'Seh. So a Seh means not an Ego, not a Chaya, right, not a Shechted Seh, it has to be alive, and not a treifa, one that's going to die for sure, it has one of the 18 treifas, and not kilayim, not an animal that came from an aes and a rochel, a goat and a sheep, that's not a seh, and not a koi. A koi is from a chaya and a behema, a tzviya and a tayish, a goat and a deer, or tayish is a sheep. What's it called? So not a mixture of a chaya and a behema. That's a koi. Has to be a seh. So lechora, if seh is a filu after it's dead, just like par is even after it's dead, then why can't you be poda with a dead seh? Well, it's a shani hosam the olive seh semi pesach. No, we learn miyos mi seh of the what's it called tifte b'seh. A gzereshava from the seh of Pesach, just like over there, it has to be alive. Over here, it has to be alive too. Someone says, "Yimei v'hal and zocher tom uben shana." If you learn it from a seh, then it should have to be a male seh that's 1 year old, just like Korban Pesach. And none of these things, and anything that's not 1 year old and a male, you can't be called a petr chamor. Afkan zocher tom uben shana, tamid lomer tifte. No, it says a ribui tifte. Be called with anything. Someone says tifte riba. Tifte riba filu kulo nami. It says twice tifte. So why, if it says twice, then why are these other things excluded? Let's be marba everything, not just anything that's not ben shana and a zocher. Be marba all the other things too. Where it says imkain sem mahanile. Then when he said, come to tell me if it's marba everything. So Elamai Seh comes to exclude all these things, and Tifte comes to include something that's not a Zohar and not 1 year old. It doesn't have to be exactly like Korban Pesach. Rashi. Ein Podim Petr Chamor, Lo Be'ego V'Lo Be'Chaya De'Seksiv, V'Lo Be'Seh Shvuta, and not with a Seh that Shechted. V'Lo Be'Kilayim De'Eiz V'Rochel. Kilayim is a sheep and a goat. The Afagav the Mishnei Tzadav who said, even though on both sides it's a seh, but it's not a what's it called? It's not from the same exact same family. The lo bekoi the tayish utzvia, a goat and a deer, so it's a suffik chaya suffik behema koi. K'toni nias the lo b'shruta says you can't use a shechted seh. Why not? If par means even domo shel par, seh means even domo shel seh. So even a dead seh should be good. Al m'shruta lav sehu. Mara says, no, over there, we learn it from Korban Pesach. And just like there, it says, Mihiyos mi seh, here it has to be a live seh. So if we learn it from Korban Pesach, then you should need all the conditions of Korban Pesach. No, it says tifte tifte. It says tifte tifte that all the things should be kosher. No, you have a balance. Seh comes to tell me not these things, and tifte tifte tells me lav dafka seh, that's exactly like Korban Pesach.